The Trump administration's proposal to require green card applicants already legally residing in the United States to provide their social media profiles has drawn widespread criticism. Civil rights advocates argue that the plan represents a significant infringement on free speech and personal privacy. Currently, visa applicants living abroad are required to share their social media handles with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. But the new proposal would extend this requirement to those already in the U.S. who are applying for permanent residency or seeking asylum. USCIS has defended the move, arguing that the collection of social media identifiers is essential for enhanced identity verification, national security screening, and public safety measures. The policy is part of President Trump's executive order protecting the United States from foreign terrorists and other national security and public safety threats, which aims to strengthen security and vetting procedures for immigrants. However, critics have voiced concerns that the proposal could lead to a chilling effect on free speech. Many argue that the fear of government scrutiny could deter individuals from expressing their political views online, particularly those from regions with politically sensitive issues, such as Palestine and the Middle East. This policy undermines the fundamental values that make America a beacon of freedom, including free speech, privacy, and human rights, one critic noted. The proposal has drawn additional attention following recent incidents involving green card holders, including the detention of Mahmoud Khalil, a green card holder labeled pro-Hamas by the Trump administration, and the deportation of Rasha Alloway, a Brown University doctor, after her social media activity was scrutinized by U.S. officials. Civil rights groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, have raised alarms about the disproportionate impact the policy could have on Muslim and Arab communities, particularly those who advocate for Palestinian rights. Robert McCaw, from the Council on American-Islamic Relations, said, "This policy would disparately impact Muslim and Arab applicants seeking U.S. citizenship who have voiced support for Palestinian human rights." As the proposal moves forward, public feedback is being collected until May 5, with most responses opposing the plan. The new vetting process also comes amid concerns that the administration is increasingly relying on mass surveillance, with the IRS reportedly set to partner with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to cross-reference taxpayer information for immigration enforcement. This proposal reflects a broader trend in the Trump administration's immigration policies, which have faced criticism for curtailing individual freedoms in the name of national security.